Welcome to Masters of Creation. Sherry Collins and Monica Bura are here to take you on a deep dive into healing yourself, becoming a coach, and benefiting humanity.
Hello, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. So we're all here to talk about Masters of Creation. Maybe first we'll introduce ourselves. Go ahead.
I am Sherry Collins. I am a psychic medium, medical intuitive, and the co-creator of Masters of Creation program. I do teach many, many modalities, but this one is kind of leading the way right now in helping people to advance and heal super, super quickly and effectively. Over to you.
Oh, Sherry, I am so honored to be able to co-create this beautiful Masters of Creations with you. My name is Monica Bura, and I am a transformational psychotherapist who has taken many of Sherry's trainings, and together we came as we combined our knowledge and tools, and this vision of this amazing modality showed itself. So this is how, well, we'll talk more about this, but Masters of Creations came to be, which is so exciting.
Let's dive into that and share a little bit about that. How did this come to be? Yeah, do you wanna, you start and we'll lead in with the rest of it. We'll just let it unfold naturally.
Well, sure. So for me, you know, I've been for 20 years, about 20 years, I've been a psychotherapist. So my training and approach has been mainly focused on trauma. And I've had my own physical difficulties, which you helped me with. And I realized that sort of ultimately, in order to shift consciousness and shift the reality, we have to step into a different level of consciousness than what created it. And I think it's a paraphrasing of Einstein's quote. But ultimately, the way we do this, we shift to a different frequency. So this is something we've been talking about. And then I ran this by you. You had this amazing, well, why don't you talk about the process, how it all came to you and for you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just kind of going through a little bit of something one day and just jumped on a call with Monica. And she had just said a couple of words to me that helped me shift my perspective of how I was seeing the things in my life that had unfolded. And I'm sure that any of you guys can relate to this. Just type in the comments too, if this relates to something that you've gone through in your own life, where you'll sabotage every chance you get to be successful. You will push things away that you know are a great opportunity. You grew up in households where you felt like you weren't loved or weren't cared for. You know, you endured horrific traumas. And that may not be all of you. That may not be all of your stories. But, you know, these are things that unfold for all of us. And sometimes we have no idea why. And so when we're struggling and we're stepping into this consciousness of awakening, sometimes there's so many things that will come up and surface that we don't know how to make sense of any of it. So I know for me, like just being able to bounce that off of you was a huge help. And all of a sudden, like the whole process was downloaded to me and I saw myself actually doing it in my mind's eye, and within seconds, everything was clear. And so the unfolding of this process has just been, you know, one piece at a time, but as it's unfolded and we've done it, it's like so many people are shifting from it. And, you know, the process that you brought to the table in the first place of understanding, you know, how it sits in the body and those functions in the body, maybe you can talk a little bit about that as well, that, you know, that knowledge and understanding of being the psychotherapist and how that kind of brought this full circle for you with all the modalities that you have taken in the past.
So what was interesting for me, because what was basically a lot of the modalities I was trained in initially were just more of a mental processes. And it was all about reframing things cognitively and letting go, you know, of anything that is limiting. And then as my body acted the way it did, which was, you know, I had an autoimmune disease that nearly killed me. And I had a few near-death experiences, and I met Sherry in one of those moments where I was really not looking forward to going to the hospital once again. And with her beautiful talents of quantum healing, and, you know, you were able to shift me from actually not having to do a blood transfusion, which was remarkable to me. And I said, there's so much more to this. But, I've realized that in spiritual communities, there is this process of bypassing, right? Where we know who we are, we have this amazing awakening, and then all of a sudden we disconnect from the pain. So there was something about combining those two where we can realize that whatever is showing up in our body, we don't need to disconnect from. We can actually, there are certain emotions and certain thoughts that right away resonate within the body, right? And then there is usually a reverberation or initial implementation, insemination of that idea of that block. I don't know why I use that word, but
Perfect.
it starts off with something that happened in our childhood, So this was an interesting thing to unravel and be able to go in there and not spend too much time, like a lot of people do in
We tend
psychoanalysis, et cetera, et
to
cetera.
chase it, though. Would you agree? Like, we tend to chase that childhood thing, and it just keeps going, and we keep chasing the same shit, and it doesn't ever end. Like, I don't even know, like, I'm
So
sure most of
true.
you guys can relate out there is that, one little small thing will have transpired and we'll either try to connect it into everything that's happened in our adult life, or we're still trying to figure out why it still hasn't worked out. And I think that's the basis for most of what people are brought up with. I know even from my own traumas as a child as well, I can attach into it, but then it's like it never goes away. It's still always there. And it's like I can blame that. I can keep bringing it up and I can use that as an excuse as to why I still feel like shit. And I think as you walk through this process, the insemination part is perfect, right? We come in and we collide with these two things. Well, that's how you're created. Sperm meets egg. Hello, there's your conception. But
Yes.
as we bring forward these conceptions of our lifetimes, oh, you did this to me and you did that to me and this wasn't fair and da 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 da. That's your conception. That's your insemination of every crap lie you've ever told yourself, because it is all just a crap lie. And I think through this process,
I'm
it's
gonna wait
really
for you. Oh,
starting to show people
yeah.
where it's where you've made up the crap lie and you're done. You don't want the lie anymore.
Yes, and that's so beautiful because it is that sort of it was an unconscious conception, unconscious creation, right? And with this conscious, with masters of creation, you become a conscious creator, a conscious you sort of rebirth yourself through the conscious conception of new way of being by clearing the previous program that has been running you. So what we've been seeing in most adults, most people who are, in government, most people who are in high positions, the people we interact with on a daily basis, even the ones who appear to be more advanced, maybe with their consciousness, there's always parts of them that are stuck in childhood and that run the program, right? They either have money blocks or they act from scarcity or fear. They do something out of these low-level consciousness fear, like emotions, energies, and try to compensate for that unwellness by creating and finding worthiness by through creating products or creating workshops and just to be of service, but not seeing that you can create out of fullness, you can create out of the knowingness of who you are, but you can't do that unless you heal. I mean, some people maybe are able to drop the program very spontaneously and right away, although we have not encountered that many. Sometimes you think you drop the program, but there are parts of you that still operate in the previous program. So these are little roots that go into the deepest root, and then once you get to that and you clear it, everything shifts, and you're able to start creating, you're able to start producing, you're able to start acting and being in the world without that ego in a way, without that competition, because you become aware of you ultimately are your consciousness connected to each other, right? So there's like a collaboration benefit for all. all of that. There's just so much benefit of with this modality that clear these ego attachments, traumas that keep us in these attachments and these small definitions of ourselves, and then shift us out of that field into a much larger spaciousness, where we can create from all that we are, all that is, and truly be of service for humanity, right?
Let's use that as a little bit of a segue. So we actually know someone who's a mutual person who's visited both of us. And this person is a beautiful artist, beautiful in like everything that she creates. And part of her story was is that, she was never seen. And you can type in the comments if that's you, if you've ever experienced that, where you've waited for someone to see your talent or who you are, what you actually bring to the table. And what happened with this young lady was is that she started seeing all these beautiful artists on TikTok becoming really successful and becoming this creator sense for themselves, where people would see them and comment and love their music, and she would be in the background going, "But that's not me. Nobody sees me. I'm not valued. Her work is not valued." And so going through this process with her, which she didn't even know, she actually was able to finish the song in one day. So she had struggled, I don't even know how many years, 5, 10 years, not being able to write music. And all of a sudden, one day, she's creating music. And so I love this process because it shows you the start to the finish. And it's like it busts out all the stuff in between. And here's a great way to relate it as well. And you can think of your journey as a staircase, right? We're always wanting to ascend higher and higher in who we are, the intelligence in what we do as our career, how much money we make. Again, not a competition, because it's not a competition. You're in competition with yourself. But as you walk up those staircases, we build it so that there's so much stuff in between where we're at, what we want to achieve. When in all actuality, there's actually nothing. So Masters of Creation really helps to bust all the lies out of the way so that you can just start taking that leap of faith. And I know that we've gone through so many really cool things with our students we currently have in our program that, we're healing so many things that maybe we didn't even realize were in the way of ourselves. So I would love for you to share your latest adventure through the Master of Creation program with our students. So you just busted a whole bunch of shit out of the way around money. And I'm going to do the lead into this just so that it's a little bit for you, just a context for you guys. So I put beautiful Monica here on the spot in class, and I said, "What would it feel like to make $30,000 to $50,000 a month?" That was the lead in. So I'm going to give it over to you. Please share what that experience was like for you. You don't have to give the whole process, but from start to realization at the end, it was like, a lot of things came to light. So share that with everyone, how that was.
Even as you talk about this, I'm tingling inside because I did not expect this. I didn't see this coming, and this was part of coaching training. So Sherry knew this was a block for me, and I was blinded to it. I said, "What do you mean, money? I'm not thinking about money. My whole story about money is that ever since I was little, it's not that we had a lot. I grew up in communism, and we basically whatever we could make happen, we did. My dad was resourceful. He was able to some. He was very intelligent, so he, went to Romania. He made some money. He was able to bring enough so we can actually build a house. But it was also, it was very little. Like we had a little garden. The food that we ate was mostly from that garden. We had a family member who was a butcher, and we would save money to like have the meat from this one person. There was never like abundance of anything. This was communist times. We actually ended up leaving right before the communist wall fell, just to learn English. We didn't think that's going to be possible, but my dad's mom was actually born in the States, so we were able to come here. But somehow, maybe, I don't know, maybe because there was so little of it and I didn't think, and everyone kind of was in the same boat, I never thought about money in that way. I just felt very connected to nature, and I felt the abundance of it. But I also saw the potential of money creating destruction. And I was not aware that this was the reason I disconnected so much from money was because my parents There was a moment when my parents fought about money, and I associated, my little mind associated money with fighting, with war, with destruction, with all that is dirty and unsafe. And through this process, which was, I mean, absolutely remarkable, this is where I landed. I landed as a three-year-old, and I saw my parents fighting. And I heard money, and I said, okay, this is the root of all evil. And this completely, and like, it's just the whole entire trajectory up until now, I dissociated from it because it was too painful for me. So when we went back and through this modality, we're able to heal it and elevate ourselves beyond it. Once it was integrated, once it was healed, I can't even, I mean, it, all of a sudden, money, and you know, I was reading this book called Money is Love, and really understood it on the conceptual level, but did not embody it. But then all of a sudden, every single cell in my body felt that money is love. It's just an energy, and it's able to be as a mode of it's utilized. It's a tool that's neutral, but it could be very loving, right? If we choose to put that intention behind it, that allows for that beautiful exchange, value for value. You know, it doesn't have to be dirty. It doesn't have to be connected to fights. It doesn't have to be connected to war. It doesn't have to be connected to anything. So just the pure awareness of what money is shifted for me tremendously. And I'm so looking forward to see how things unfold from here. But I think that was such a big release of such an intense block. Right. So that was so clever of you to to
just
call
so
me
you
out.
Know, like with Monica, it usually is all about what do I need to do for the collective? So she would literally put herself second over the collective of everybody. Right. Her focus was I need to heal the collective. I need to help the collective. Where can I put my money when I make money into the collective? And it doesn't have to be that way. It's understanding that, you know, how you choose to spend your money is up to you, but that collective sense, you have to look at yourself as one first, right? Oneness, wholeness, unity of yourself, and then everything exterior to you. But if we come from a different state of consciousness, then the money flows absolutely with what you're creating.
Yeah, because it was somehow dissociative that I was other than the collective, right? So I somehow needed, it felt the responsibility. But if we're all one from the widest perspective, if we're all just cells in the biggest organism of the body of consciousness, then ultimately I am included. So it's all about, you know, it's being able to be thriving for myself and for my children, and not just leave that as a responsibility for my spouse to take care of that. And that wouldn't be a fair thing to do, obviously. And that's just to know that it is okay for us to be comfortable and to thrive, because it is our nature, and it's we're deserving of it. It's inherent for us to be abundant, because that's what source is, right? Source is abundant, infinitely abundant, and that's who we are. What about you? What have you noticed Masters of Creations have done for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually just did this in class so that they could practice. So some of my stuff, sometimes we're not even aware why things show up. We're not aware why we have these little things of blocks, or, you know, whether it's money or leadership, whatever that is. Sometimes we just think something is so unattainable that we can't have it. And so for myself, I worked on the fact that I really love to lead. I wanted to be a really good leader. Something was said to me and it literally crushed me. And it really brought everything into perspective around, do I want to lead or do I want to teach? I love teaching. I've taught for the last 5 or so years. You know, anything that you want to know, I can teach you. I've got lots of things out there to show you that proof of people shifting their entire lives. But the perspective of becoming a leader is a little bit different of a structure. There's more responsibility. There's more things that need to be done. How you show up is different. And so when someone kind of crushes that for you, it hurts. It does. It shattered me, because I knew that wasn't who I wanted to be. So being able to go back and look through a different lens of why really helped me. So I haven't shared this with too many people, but when I was little, I was a ballet dancer. So this is my outing myself here. So I was a ballerina. I was very strong as a ballerina, and I was very good as a ballerina. I was on pointe shoes before most kids were. I was asked to be a lead in a play when I was 5 years old. And I did not know, like, I could see the dance school, like, on the corner. I could see the doors. I could see everything. And I see the teacher talking to my mom, asking me if I can be in the lead. And my mom said no. And I did not know that. I did not remember that. I did not even associate that with leadership. And what happened was I just allowed that little girl to go through those emotions of not being the leader of that whole entire thing. You know, you lived your life to go play hockey or go be a ballerina or a gymnast and all these things. And I never got that opportunity. So, and we ended up actually moving right after that. And so I never got that opportunity to really show myself that I could lead. And as soon as I went forward in time to the moments that I needed to go back and look at from adulthood, it really started to show where I needed to step up differently for myself. And the moment I walked through the process with the students at Master of Creation, every single thing in my life shifted. Everything. I can't even tell you that nothing shifted. Everything shifted. When I look back on that now, and I look back on my retreat, I look back on the retreats that I went to, it is completely different. It's not the same thing. I'm not the same person. Those people don't really exist in my reality anymore. And it feels very calm. I don't react anymore. And actually, there was a little bit of a test that happened after that, where something was said, but somebody didn't hear the whole conversation and kind of inserted themselves. I let them finish talking, and then I literally gave it right back to them with such calmness, which never would have happened had I not gone through that process. Because we always want to react and be defensive and be the victim and go through all these stages of those things. That never happened. I literally just put it, person walked away and came back and actually joined the conversation. And it was just such harmony. And I'm like, that's a true leader. So now that I understand those components for myself, all these other components are sitting in place now where it's like, you're coming in to do this, and this is happening for you, and this is helping you do this. And everything in the universe is showing me right now is showing me that true alignment of becoming the teacher and the leader. And it's almost like this massive expansion is happening. I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of that expansion for myself, for our stuff as well, just being able to teach this. But inside of myself, I see that leadership even more now, and the teacher role. Obviously, that's not going anywhere, but I just love this thriving that's happening. And then I want to share this too. Everything from the past, once you walk through this process and learn Master of Creation, it's not tangible anymore. Like, there's really nothing to go back and grab. Whereas before, it's like you could go back and go, well, that happened to me. That was my story. There's no story there anymore. I'm not even kidding you. Like there's nothing from the moment I was born till nothing. There's nothing there. And it feels so liberating and freeing not to do this whole song and dance anymore. And I'm actually just going to go into that for 1 second. A lot of people right now are questioning a lot of things, right? Spirituality, the new age stuff, all this stuff. I asked it for myself as well. I wanted to know the truth of that. And I went down this spiral of show me what's real, show me what's true. And all of a sudden, everything is starting to move and shift in this alignment where we've lost sight of those things that we actually need to look at and focus on. And I love the fact that Masters of Creation connects us back to God, Source Creator, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. When you actually think of everything at the end of the day, it is this true harmonic alignment of self. And it's bringing us back to what we are in this consciousness for, is connecting us back to the Christ consciousness, which is you. And I love it. I love it.
I love it too, because, I mean, you can call it whatever you want, you know, Christ consciousness, source, awareness, pure consciousness of love. Ultimately, it's the same thing. We don't want you to be dissuaded by the words used, because it transcends religion, right? It's just awareness of who we truly are. But it is the alignment of knowing you are that too. You are part of that. You are a reflection of that. You are this fractal representation of that. You are the cell in that body of consciousness. So that is really amazing. And to become a leader from that space, you know, just to think about, these are the kind of leaders that are stepping forward, who are aligned with Source, who have Source resonating in every cell and in their DNA. And they act from this knowing that everything they create is for the benefit of all, they're here to be of service to humanity. These are the kind of leaders we really, really need in this world right now. And what a blessing. What a blessing that you're able to step into that leadership role. I think there's a reason why we were all outcasted. We were all different. We couldn't fit into the system. And there's so many of us who tried so hard and tried to fit into this pyramid. And we are ultimately coming together and making a circle, knowing that each one of us has these beautiful gifts to share, and we can enhance and elevate each other and step in when we have this inspiration from within that is guided by higher consciousness, right? And step forward and step back when someone else is, you know, in this beautiful symphony of these instruments of consciousness that we are playing together in harmony instead of fighting with each other, instead of competing for resources. Because when you know who you are, there's no limitation, right?
I want to ask you this question. Have you found from walking through this program, like we started working on this program like over a year ago, just to bring it out past November in 2023, have you noticed by walking through like these processes, like we've seen a lot of people shift, we've done a lot of healings on a lot of people with this, but have you noticed that your mirroring process has really stopped? Like there isn't really much that triggers you anymore. There's nothing that's like, if I put this out that's shitty, it comes back even shittier. Have you noticed that mirroring? I think a lot of people go through that as shadow work or mirroring process. And I don't know about you, but I know for me, like it just doesn't exist anymore. There's no mirroring. There's no stuff that comes back. There's no shadow work. I'm not a big fan of that anyways. I don't even like the terminology. The dark night of the soul too.
I think that came from Jung. You know, Jung talked about the shadow, but it's ultimately, it's not really, it's integrating the parts of us that have been shunned away, that we've been ashamed of, that we've felt guilty about, and connecting with them through love. And that it's no longer a shadow, right? It's almost like you bring in the light into this and all of it shifts. It's all us. There's no other, right? We're not fighting with anything else. It's all connection. Sometimes it's unconscious because it's been disconnected from God, from source, from you, from the universe, from this beautiful, pure love consciousness. But when you approach it with love and connection, it definitely reintegrates. But to answer your question, there is no, it's very interesting that you say that, because I feel the same way, because I think we've cleared so much from the past. We've cleared all so many of the blocks. I mean, I still sometimes when something does trigger, which is very rare, right away I go through the Masters of Creation process and I clear it and boom, I can't even, like this morning I was telling you earlier, I was clearing two things and I wanted to share with you what they were. I don't even remember what they were because it shifted so quickly. It dissolved. It's almost like there was some sort of a construct that was tangible. Because obviously there was a reaction and there was a whole level of processes with thoughts and emotions. But once it was cleared, I can't even identify what that was. So when things happen on the outside, I'm able to really see it more from a compassionate side and have compassion and see the God within every single person and every single situation that's happening and realize it's all happening for me. It's all happening for us. I have compassion. See the divinity, see the sacredness in all of it, see that there's a value in it and not resist it, right? So there's just like a beautiful shift that happened for sure.
Are you also noticing how easy things are becoming? Like, oh, I'd like to create this. And all of a sudden that opportunity just meets you right there. And oh, I would like this. And all of a sudden it's like in your lap and it's like, oh, I asked for that, but here it is. Like, it's like everything is speeding up. Like the manifestations are speeding up and how fast we can put the thought out, it's creating itself to us.
It's remarkable. It really is. It's almost like, as you're saying this, it's like, well, they believe us. I mean, because it's so true. It's like too good to be true, but it's really what it is. I've seen that happen. You know, our participants talked about it, how quickly like manifestations with like basic things like cars and things like that. It's not about the materialistic, but it is at the same time about the stuff that's needed, right? Annie was talking about this, the stuff with her car and And all
Let's
these other.
talk a little further about that. She's had some miraculous breakthroughs. If she wasn't working right now, we would definitely have her on here. So we will have her on at another point. But we did this beautiful thing around weight. And a lot of people struggle with their weight. If you do, feel free to put it in the comments as well. We'd love to hear from you. But she struggled with that, but it was connected to something that she was in the midst of doing, which was fasting. And you know, for me, the biggest thing with fasting is you're doing it for the right reason, not the wrong one. And so we had brought that up in the session with her, and she started to connect the pieces from her childhood into why she was fasting. And I think within less than 24 hours, she was having to hold her pants up with her hand because she had no belt. So think of that for a second. 24 hours after doing a Master of Creation session, she already started to shift her body. Wasn't doing anything else. She just shifted the body through this process. And then she had to go buy new pants because she was losing weight rapidly. And she's going to buy more new pants because hers don't. So that process, based on one thing, is already
One
transforming her life.
session, which was maybe like
One.
what, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, not more than
Not
that.
even. No, it's
It
actually in the
blows your
class
mind.
recordings. It's right there. Yeah. So
Amazing.
that quickly we can shift and transform something. And with this process, it doesn't matter where it comes from. It's how you've perceived it to be for yourself. And let's dive a little bit more into the one component of understanding how God comes into this, whether you see it however you want to. This is not against religion or any of that kind of stuff, but there is some of us who walk around going, "You didn't do this for me. And why weren't you there to save me? Why weren't you there to stop that?" And I'll even just share for myself. My mom died when I was 15. My dad left when I was 2. So if you're out there anywhere, Dad, I love you. The aspect of that, being able to understand that for yourself at such a young age, having all that loss, we will hold on to whatever we need to, right? And as we all go through our experiences and those things, it's sometimes we can't get out of that. Sometimes it's really hard to pull yourself up from that. And so being able to understand where we feel that he wasn't there, he didn't save us, he didn't protect us. Trust me, I went through that. I'm like, well, why am I going through this? Why did I? Yeah, why did?
It
Yeah, I
could
had to go through all those experiences. And some people will look at that and go, that's horrific. You can choose to see it however you want to. I choose to see it through my own lens of what I've understood and experienced through this modality itself. And that is that he or she has never let you down. He's never not been there. That essence, that source, that energy has always been with you. You just
Within
choose
you, right?
within you.
Within you.
Yeah, you just choose to see it with a different perspective. And so this process really helps us to understand why we bring that energy and why we bring those words in to begin with, right? We want someone to save us. We want someone to protect us. We want someone to, you know that we're safe and secure. And
We're
so
programmed
this.
this way, though, in a way, because as we enter this level of consciousness into the earth plane, right, into the plane of duality, and as we are children, right, we are babies, we are helpless, and we rely on the other. So everything is projected out there. Then society says, there's this God out there, there's this source out there, there's this teacher out there, there's this guru out there. They all know better than you, right? And we get so dissociated from who we truly are that we blame the other, obviously. And this process of Masters of Creation reclaims the truth
Sovereignty,
of who we
yeah,
are,
truth and
right?
sovereignty, yeah.
And sovereignty. You become a sovereign individual. Nothing and no one can ever take that away from you when you know who you are. It's ultimate freedom, right? This is no matter what it is, it's like when you function from that reality, no matter what the money represents itself to be, no matter what, like your body shifts. My body shifted so much. I mean, to the point where, I was doing other things, but we had one session of Masters of Creation. And after like a month or two, when I thought again, this was like a, after all this work I've done, I thought, oh, holy cow, like what is this teaching me? There were other things that I obviously had to learn there. But after this one session, I was able to travel to another country, flying to another continent, eat normally. Like I've never had issues with my digestion. And this was just, this was recent. This was recent when it came back to show me that that's all that needs to be done. That's all I have to learn and remember from this valuable lesson. And all of a sudden my body shifted. It, remarkable, blew my mind how quickly that was and how quickly,
you were actually getting ready to go get checked to make sure that you were okay, like hospital
yeah,
check.
I really thought I needed a blood transfusion, or, you know, just like I really thought I needed to be admitted, which I didn't want to, because I have to, obviously, I think I'm realizing there's a little bit of a thing that I still have to let go of, like the mistrust of the system within the hospital, because I've went through a lot and there's been, you know, I've seen the contrast and I know there's a value in it. They did save my life when it came to like near death experience and open heart surgery, which I went through. I mean, obviously there's a place and time for everything. They're fantastic when it comes to saving a life, maybe not as wonderful preventing these illnesses from happening. I think that is shifting as well. But I obviously was resisting that, but it didn't have to happen. Not only didn't have to happen, I actually was able to travel and forget I had any issues whatsoever. It was like a totally different reality, Mandela effect, because we stepped into the process of creation and that manifestation happened like this, what you just said, like all of a sudden, after one session, I did others. There's been other modalities too, but I know that this was very significant, just as it was for with money, just as it was with, you know, for Annie with the weight, and for you with stepping into leadership, and all other facets, right? For all of us,
we've had
significant.
Many people who've shifted massively. Like the one lady wasn't able to afford food, so she would actually starve herself and feed her family. And all of a sudden we did a session and that completely changed. She had a job, she had money, she was able to buy Christmas presents for her kid. One session. One of the other stories I remember is from a girl who was physically raped and abused growing up, and she did not want to even address it. So we actually stepped in, did this on her. We could see it all transforming for her. She tried to resist it in there as well. And all of a sudden she just let go and surrendered through this process, and she could not bring it up, like complete freedom.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
Yeah, it's
it's really powerful. It's really one of the most so far, as I've done my research, you know, and sought into many modalities to heal my physical body, you know, I really dabbled in everything you can possibly imagine, right? I really do feel like it's one of the most effective, efficient, quick, and stable, like sustainable modalities and sustainable ways of healing, where it doesn't, you don't have to go back to clear the same thing. It's cleared. It doesn't even exist. That story, it was an illusion to begin with, but now you see it's just dissipated. It's not even like a imaginary construct, which was, it felt so much more tangible before, but it's just totally dissolved, right? And then the process of like creating something specific, yet surrendering it to the highest will, and trusting the process and not having an attachment. What a liberation, because you know you're always supported, you know everything is always working out for you. So you're not attached to anything, but you're sort of like, well, that would be fun and that would be wonderful and this would be amazing. And how amazing would it be to like share this with humanity to help whoever wants to be helped. I know there's really no issue from the wider perspective. Everything's always working out for everyone. But whoever wants to step out of this whole cycle of the victim, you know, persecutor, rescuer, and just like realize, you know, that we're not just observers. We can have an active role here without attachment. Like this or better, right? We can be surprised or whatever, knowing that at the same time, allowing that whatever shows up is for us, that there's nothing wrong happening here. At that point, there's no resistance because you don't have a background story or software program running you. You know, you approach it with this pure pure awareness of who you are and allowing things to be as they are, because sometimes things can be a beautiful, valuable lesson. There could be an amazing, like something might be to your mind, to a little ego, right? It might be, seem like it's not working out for you, but it actually is. It closes one door so this other beautiful door can open. So it's a complete reframe, and it's not even, it's not done from, you know, this, you can get to this through the mind, but this is not through the mind. It's through the vibrational frequency of the energy of the consciousness that you are. It's an automatic, almost like a subconscious thing at this moment, right? Would you say that?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I would love to say that is, if you are interested to coming to join us on this journey, we are doing a relaunch in September, and we would love to have you on board. If this is something that interests you, sit with it and really just think about it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to link the landing page and all the information that you need into the comments below. So you can go through, you can read it. You can actually sign up for a 2-day launch that we have already done. You can go through that, get an email sequence with a beautiful, beautiful bonus offer in there. So if this is something that would interest you and you want to come in and learn more, we would love to help you. If you have any questions for us, you can feel free to either put it in the comments here, or you can email either one of us. You can reach me at infinitysourcecode@hotmail.com. And where can they reach you if they want to ask you any questions about this?
You can reach me through first my website. It's www.sovereign21.com, and we'll redirect you to therapyandbeyondcenter.com. But sovereign21, it's easy to remember. And I just wanted to add, the first time we launched this, we're still running through it. There's been such an amazing growth and learning from that first time. And now it's becoming so, I mean, it's just like even more elevated. It's so much more, you feel, I mean, we really were vibrating with this value that it brought us and value it brought to others. And this is not about, there's no attachment to any outcome. So we invite whoever's resonating, whoever feels like this is like, yes, yes, a strong yes in their intuition, a strong guiding from within, someone who is ready and open and wants to shift into that next level of functioning of the timeline, a highest timeline they can possibly step into. We welcome you. You know, we really want those people who are really, really ready for that level of change, because it's going to rock your world. It really will.
And this is not just, it's not just a healing program. It is a coaching program as well. So we don't really want to separate them into two. So we're creating coaches who can actually sit and be with people and really keep them centered and in the moment of the session, instead of, like, you know, trying to get distracted and stuff. Sometimes when we're in healing sessions, we become so programmed to do the healing. Okay. 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 This is the next level. We're creating coaches. We want to create coaches. We want to create opportunities as well. So within this next launch, we will be asking people to come in and join our company. Not everyone will be chosen, but we will be selecting people who we feel are best suited to come in and work for us. Everyone can definitely come in and work with us. You know, it's open for everybody to come in and join, but we're ready to create the next level. We are really stepping in to really create the next level of people who want to help humanity in the highest regard. It is a 12-month program, so it is a commitment of 2 hours a week. So that's something that is, you know, up to you if you want to invest the time in yourself, because we're ready to invest it. So if you want more information, feel free.
I just want to add, recordings are available, but it's much better if you show up in person. It will be during the week. We'll still decide which day of the week. And so far, it's been on Wednesdays from 1 to 3 p.m., sometimes longer, sometimes earlier, EST. However, we are open. We'll just have to see whatever aligns for both of us. And we trust that whoever's meant to be here will be. And we really look forward to working with you and creating this beautiful offering that is of extreme value for you and creates an amazing, powerful coach that is able to heal themselves and is able to help others to heal and know how to coach people into their highest potential. So what a gift. I feel so honored and so lucky and so grateful that I can do this with you. And, you know, we can do this for each other. We can do this for others. So we are so excited to put it out there, and we welcome all of you. Looking forward to working with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us for this beautiful interview broadcast. So grateful to be able to be here in attendance with you guys. So we look forward to chatting with you guys very soon.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye.